With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Did you see the opening of the new series on television? I think it's NBC, Smash?
I have not. I saw the trailer. I saw some on Hulu, and I'll catch up with it. But everybody's been telling me about it, including I got a call from my cousin in England, too.
Oh, it is astounding. It's one of those backstage tell-all, how to make a musical, all of the inside guff.
The theater is a metaphor for all our lives.
Yes, the theater is for all of us. It reminds me of All About Eve.
Which is the prototype for all such shows. And this is, they're making a musical of the life of Marilyn Monroe and casting it and financing it. And
they seem to have put a lot of time, effort, and more importantly, money behind it. Steven Spielberg is one of the producers.
Teresa Rebeck is one of the creators. Deborah Messing, Angelica Houston, Brian Darcy James. I saw a little clip of him, the original Broadway show.
Mark Shaman is doing the music, Hairspray, and Catch Me If You Can. So they've got some heavyweights. It was fun. I really enjoyed it. In fact, I went back on the internet and checked it out a second time.
I'll catch up with it. Smash on NBC.
How about what's opening, Every Tongue Confess?
That is a drama by Marcus Gardley. It's at the Paul Robeson Theater in the African American Cultural Center down on Maston Avenue. And the background is, this is set during the torching of black churches in Alabama in the 1990s. But it is not docudrama. The characters inside of a burning church, it takes on a kind of magical reality, and they tell their stories. That's what happens in Every Tongue Confess. I bumped into Guy Wagner on the subway car, who's, he always plays such nasty people at the Robeson.
And he does it so well.
He's got that menacing look, you know, white guy at the Robeson. You know that if it's Guy, it's not going to be good. It's not going to be, he's not going to be the sympathetic neighbor. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So that's opening down at the Robeson.
An interesting coupling of plays, The Jewish Wife by Bertolt Brecht and The Duck Variations by David Mamet.
These are two of the most beloved one-acts of certainly my lifetime experienced. The Jewish Wife, a sublime monologue, really, about a woman who is ostensibly going on a vacation. It's set against the backdrop of Nazi Germany. She's leaving and her husband is all too willing to let her go, not even noticing that she's taking her fur coat out of season. And The Duck Variations, two elderly Jewish men conversing very amusingly. And these will be directed by Saul Alkin and Peter Palmisano up at the Jewish Repertory Theater in Gatesville.
Nice coupling of talent.
Yes.
What is Wonder of the World about?
Well, David Lindsay Abaire does these absurd screwball fantasies, and this one is an odd ragtag of characters coming together to go to Niagara Falls. I've wondered why no one has done it locally before with its Western New York setting. It was Sarah Jessica Parker in New York, along with the sister of David Sedaris, Amy Sedaris.
Amy Sedaris
did it as well. And I thought it was tremendously amusing and insightful. And now this is being done down at Hilbert College, where they call themselves Buffalo Laboratory Theater, though they are down at Hilbert.
Sounds like a class, doesn't it? Sounds like you're going to be tested on it.
It's fun. It's actually very, very entertaining.
Ongoing, you still have an opportunity to see Avenue Q with puppets.
And I did. It's puppets and people.
Puppets and people.
I loved it.
I know you did.
I just loved it. Yeah, and Cut-Ups is the one down at the Alleyway Theater.
Over at the Subversive Theater, Raisin in the Sun, the classic
Lorraine Hansberry play.
Oh, yes. What happens to a dream deferred? Does it dry up like a raisin in the sun?
And in the play, there is an insurance settlement for a life insurance policy on the father of the family. Mother wants to use it to buy a house in the white neighborhood of Chicago. The other children have other plans for this money. It's what happens to this family.
It's a play that doesn't seem to age. In fact, it seems to gain more relevance as time passes.
It certainly endures. Lorraine Hansberry's A Raisin in the Sun at the Subversive Theater Collective.
And you have only this weekend to see a couple of plays that are closing. Avow.
Bill C. Davis's play about marriage equality and Catholicism. And that's at the Buffalo United Artists on West Chippewa. And Ben Franklin's Apprentice.
A penny saved is a penny earned.
Down at the Theater of Youth. Ben Franklin's Apprentice is about the early years of Franklin's life and his experiments in science.
With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.